Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 39, we talked about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Did they know a God who wanted them broke? Did they know a God who stole from them? No. They knew a God who made them rich. Every one of them. Very rich, the Bible said, in material things. And Joseph, he started out privileged, got the coat of many colors, but then because of envy, everybody say envy. Now see, that's what we already started talking about. Prosperity brings up these issues. The more blessed you are, you have to deal with it. The more God does for you. I've been praying about some of these things for myself. You know, right now, because I'm blessed. I am. But the Lord's dealing with me about other stuff He wants to do for me. And do with me. And I've been saying, well, Lord, I'm okay. I mean, I'm happy. But you know, ministers, a lot of times, hide their prosperity from the people. It's a common thing. And we haven't done that. And I don't intend to start that. But I'll just be honest with you. You have to deal with it because you realize, well, some people think, well, that's too much. Well, how much is too much? It depends on who you ask. Right? To one person, you know, $100 is too much. To another person, $1 million is nothing. Depends on who you ask. Right? And that's why pastors are tempted, and not just tempted, I mean, I know all kind of pastors that hide their prosperity. They hide it. And I know why they do. Because you don't want to deal with the flack. You don't want to deal with it. What you know people are going to say. And a lot of it's people don't even go to the church. But you know it. And so you are tempted. But I don't believe in it. There are scriptures in the Bible that talk about as the prophet or as the pastor, so the people. We're all linked together. Right? And my prosperity and yours is linked together. Right? And we're supposed to lead, not just in prayer and in Bible quoting. We're supposed to lead. Right? In vision. Amen? You excel me and go way on out beyond me in prosperity. That's wonderful. Tell me about it. Stir me up. Right? But I'm supposed to take a lead too. We're supposed to think big. Talk big. On every area. Can you say amen? And if people talk, then they talk. Now that's easier said than enjoyed. But I'm not just saying it for my benefit. It applies to you equally. Right? Because, you know, you're blessed to a certain place. People don't say too much. But you go beyond that. And folks start talking about you. Did you hear me? Are you willing to take that? Are you willing to deal with that? Are you willing to be thick-skinned and to just say, well, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what I give. They don't know what I do. And don't feel like you got to defend yourself all the time. What business is it of theirs? Well, don't get worked up. Relax. I told you it was happening. I told you it was part of the deal. How many remember when Jesus was talking about the rich young ruler? And he told him about giving. And then there he talked to the rest of the guys. And he said, anybody, you turn loose of houses and lands and whatever, he went on down the list, for my sake and for the gospel's, he'll receive 100-fold now in this time with persecutions. Now, I know you don't like that part. I'm not crazy about it. But it's there. Right? And the Lord's going to bring you up. He's bringing me up. He's bringing you up. And people are going to look at you and they're going to go, how much did that cost? And you ain't going to want to say. And you don't have to say. But nor do you have to hide your blessings either. Well, I'm not wearing that to church. You better wear it. Bring it on.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You better pull it out. Let's see it. Let's big ring. I mean, if I have to wear my sunglasses up here, I will. Whoo! Who's got that big ring on? Suit me fine. If 90% of the cars in the parking lot was more expensive than what I'm driving, it'd just make me happy, happy. Yeah. Amen? It's a fact. That's right. If, you know, everybody's house was bigger than what I'm living in, I just think that was wonderful. Right? But are you willing to deal with that? This is a serious question I'm dealing with now. This is why a lot of people don't prosper beyond a certain point. Because they don't want to deal with what I'm talking about. They don't want to deal with what Jesus talked about this persecution. It's serious. It's why Cain killed Abel. Did you hear me? It's serious. I mean, murder is involved here. Why did Cain kill Abel? Over their offerings. Is that right? You see how serious that is? Over their offerings. He gave a better offering than his brother did. He excelled and it was accepted. And it made him so mad. Instead of him repenting and humbling himself and saying, I can do better and I'm going to step up to that place too, he didn't do that. He just got bitter and he got mad at his brother. Decided his brother was the cause of all his problems. And I've had people fixate on me like that. That I was the cause of their problems. And I wasn't. But they didn't like, every time they saw me, it made them mad. Especially when they saw me drive my Corvette around. It makes some people fight mad if I got a nice watch on. Or any preacher. Did you know that? They don't even bother to ever try to find out how they got it. Or, you know, if it was a blessing or, you know, they just assume all. Some of my relatives didn't even want to see me. They just assumed I was a crook. That's right. Had to be. If you're a preacher and you got stuff, got to be a crook. Lying, stealing rascal. Got to be. Didn't know a thing in the world about me. Hadn't seen me in 20 years. But got mad, upset. No, I don't even want to see that. I don't even want to see that. I don't want to be around him. Well, I could take it personally and get down and lose my victory. Life is too short for such. Me to let somebody else's ignorance ruin my party. When I could be having fun. Right? You know, Brother Lester Summerall said years ago, you know how he'd belt something out. I mean, you know, he said, other people's heads, there's no place for me to look for my happiness. Other people's heads, there's no place to look for your happiness. And that's true. Well, they don't think this or they don't think that. Well, what do they know? I know they don't know anything about me or they wouldn't say that. Right?
Amen.
So it's ignorance talking.
Right.
Don't pay attention to it. Now, I'm not just using up the time here. How far do you want to go? This is a serious issue. Something for you to pray about. Something for you to look at. Because you get to a certain place. And it starts being uncomfortable around some people. I know a lady one time, she came to me talking. She had two friends of hers, ladies. The three were friends. They were best buds. They did everything together. They shopped together. They went out and ate two or three times a week together. They had families, but they were friends. And all three of them were pretty heavy physically. This lady lost 50-something pounds. And I mean, looked sharp, had a whole new wardrobe, and toned up and trimmed up. And after a few weeks, her friends are calling her. And it went on until it was obvious. And she called one of them. She said, did I do something wrong? They said, no. You didn't, nothing's wrong. What does that mean?
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong, all right. And they finally, you know, they just didn't want to be around her anymore. Why? Why? Envy. Envy. Why? They ought to have been saying, how'd you do it? Show me. Right? That's what Cain should have been doing with Abel. How'd you do that offering? Jehovah was pleased with yours, but he wasn't with mine. Help me. What do I need to change? Show me how. He'd have helped him. Right? You see, it's when people get bitter, though. And they go, that sorry rascal. He ain't no better than me. God's playing favorites. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. It's not fair. She can just eat anything and never gain a pound. I just look at it and gain 5 pounds. You're believing lies. Hmm? It ain't fair. I work so hard and don't have anything. And look at them. Spend all that money on that new car and they got this and they got that. It just falls on them. It ain't right. It ain't fair. You're deceived. You're believing lies. No. How far do you want to go? How much are you willing folk to talk about you? Huh? Your family. Hmm? I said your family. I said your family. They say, can you believe it? Papa and Mama gave $100,000 to the missionary. That's supposed to be our money. $100,000 to the church? That's our money. Says who?
Hmm?
Are you willing to deal with that though? People get miffed. Oh, they give you the cold shoulder because they sat around and dreamed up something that they thought was going to happen. Talking about persecution for being a big giver and being big blessed and having big stuff. Huh? And not ashamed of it. Make no apology for it. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Who's willing to go with me? Huh? So let's go on up the ladder some more. Let's go on up some higher. I'll take it. Right? They talked about Jesus. Right? They accused him of being a poor steward. He didn't have his priorities right. But if they talked about the master, then it's no surprise if he talked about you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wealth of the Sinner, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.